Well, its name gives it away. The false killer whale is not a whale. It's actually a dolphin, and it's found in tropical waters around the world, including off the Australian coast, particularly around the north. Yet the species is becoming increasingly rare, and US scientists monitoring the false killer whale in Hawaiian waters are classifying it as endangered. They found just 150 dolphins in their studies. Now researchers in the top end are tagging and tracking false killer whales for the first time to try and better understand their movements and habitat in Australia. Dr. Carol Palmer is a senior marine scientist with the Northern Territory Government's Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and she's working with the Undiliakwa Land and Sea Rangers to tag and track rare false killer whales around Groote Island in the north. Carol Palmer, welcome to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran. Thanks for having us on.
Carol, just before we start, what does a false killer whale look like?
Well, look, they're a really good-looking dolphin, but, you know, I'm a bit biased. They're about 4 to 6 metres long, and they're just a very, almost black or a very, very dark grey. They don't have a nose or a rostrum like other dolphins, pretty sort of flat-faced. And they're very inquisitive and, they see a boat and they come over and check you out as much as we check them out.
And as you're checking them out, what is the point of this? Why have you got this tagging project going with the traditional owners around those waters?
Well, they're probably a naturally occurring, low number dolphin species. We don't know much about them. We did a pilot study a couple of years ago in another part of the Northern Territory. And one of the places where we regularly record them, or wreck fishers record them, is Groote Island, which is in the Gulf of Carpentaria of the Northern Territory. And so the traditional owners and the Undiliakwa Land Council got in touch and, we're very keen to collaborate and, keep going with what information we can get from satellite tagging these guys.
So the tagging, this is a big deal. I mean, I understand a couple of years ago you went to Hawaii to study how they were doing it. They've got a research program going on. Their initial research suggests that these false killer whales are endangered. What did you learn when you were there in Hawaii?
Well, look, it was those researchers, Robin Baird and his team, who taught me actually how to deploy these satellite tags onto these guys and learnt a lot. Hawaii is so different to the Northern Territory, I have to say. One thing, the water's really clear up there, whereas what we've got here in the Northern Territory, it's pretty turbid. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to sort of see dolphins and, undertake research in some respects. But what I suppose the main difference in with the false killer whales, which the researchers in Hawaii found out, was that you've got a coastal population and you've got an offshore population, and it's their coastal population that they've actually classified under US legislation as endangered. So that was through DNA samples. That's where you take a little biopsy and you do the analysis. And it's probably the same case here in Australia, that we'll have a coastal population and an offshore population, and they don't interact or breed. There are separate populations.
These are big creatures. How hard was it to tag them, and what are you doing now with that tag on?
Well, we've got two tags on, which we put on the 21st of April. And how is it? Well, look, it's always a bit tough. You're using a dart gun and you're putting the tags on the dorsal fin. So, yeah, it takes kind of a bit of patience and calmness, actually, to get the tags on. But remember that they're a big animal. It's probably similar to you or I having a tetanus shot, when you actually put the tag on. And they're very fast swimmers. And just to let you know that from the pilot study we did, one tag lasted 105 days before the battery ran out. Now, that guy travelled 7,500 kilometres in 105 days. So they're probably the Olympic swimmers of Australia, and they're probably the best fishers in Australia, because that's actually what they're after. They've actually
got. So they're not migrating with that 7,500 k's. They're just eating.
They're moving. Yep, they're chasing fish, and there's a couple of things that we need to sort out. One is that we've got that it's true that it's similar to Hawaii. We've got a coastal population, but also that they seem to be in groups of about 20. Or pods of about 20 animals. That clan group, is from the work in Hawaii. They're together for their whole lives. They live till they're about 70. And they're chasing fish, but they seem to be able to communicate underwater really significant differences. And, they come across a school of fish and they put the call out that, yep, found the fish. and then they all home in on that area.
This project you're doing, as you're a scientist with the Northern Territory Government's Department of Environment and Natural Resources, but you've teamed up with the traditional owners up there in the Gulf around Groote Eylandt for this project. Why are they so interested in understanding these animals, and how much does it have to do with the health of our oceans and therefore the state of the fish stocks, which presumably is a staple too for the islanders?
Yeah, well, look, Groote Eylandt is about the third largest island in Australia. It's an amazing place. We've done some other sort of surveys there, and it's definitely an important area for a range of what we call marine megafauna, so dolphins and dugongs and marine turtles. They declared a marine protected area around what they call the Groote Archipelago, and to have information, so the false killer whale is what we would call a topwater predator. And they've got a lot of wreck fishes that go out there, and they've seen them. And, you know, once you see these animals, you sort of get hooked in, really. And so because they'd heard of the work that we'd been doing, they were keen to kickstart a program there. And, in fact, we've probably got the most false killer whale sightings and killer whale sightings, believe it or not, around Groote Eylandt. So it's a very important place to be undertaking this kind of work. But importantly, it's a collaboration between the traditional owners, the Land Council and the Sea Ranger group. And that's for the Northern Territory, that's just a fantastic way to get on with this kind of work.
All right. Well, Carol Palmer, good luck with tagging them. It looks like they're going to run your merry chase. I'm not sure if there's a way we can all follow the false killer whale, but I might find that out from you later and put it up on our website. Carol Palmer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Dr. Carol Palmer, Senior Marine Scientist with the Northern Territory Government's Department of Environmental and Natural Resources.